Welcome back to the Shattered Truth Podcast. And tonight we're going to be talking about how close are we to Sunday Law Part 2. What's going on, brother Tim? How's it going out there?
How's it going, brother? I'm doing good.
That's good, man. We see some things taking place, some things about to happen. People need to be aware.
Sunday law, it's pretty close, I believe.
Yeah, it is definitely knocking at the door. Like, hello, we here. Yeah. And we're opening the door. You know, they're enforcing it. They're going full throttle with it. You know, and, you know, Biden's behind it, too.
Yeah. I just saw, Biden is getting ready to do a climate shutdown pretty soon.
Yeah, what about this climate shutdown? When is this going to take place?
It could take place. Did you hear me?
No, I didn't hear. What do you say? You say it when?
It's basically pushing people toward the image of the beast and the mark.
Basically. Right, and
the Pope's pushing for it.
And you know the crazy thing is, people just walking around like nothing's going on, everything's okay. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Going on with their daily lives. You know what I'm saying? Daily life and. Oh, everything is all right, but man, it's about to get serious. Very serious, brother Tim.
Yeah, it's getting there. I think we got about 2 years before it's completely enforced, but I believe the start of it is getting ready to happen.
Yeah, man, it's beginning. The time is here, man, and we have to get ourselves right with Jesus Christ, man. We have to buckle down and, you know, pray and fast, you know, like no other, you know?
Yep. Daily, we need to pray and fast.
Yep, on a daily, exactly right. So how is this Sunday laws connected to the mark? Like, this is what I was talking about, brother Will, you know, he said a few things about that, you know, and what's your input on this Sunday law?
Sunday is the mark. Sunday
law, right?
Is the mark because the Catholic Church's original, when they changed the commandments back hundreds of years ago, when they changed the Ten Commandments, they made their own set of Ten Commandments.
Right.
They claim Sunday is the Lord's Day now, not the Sabbath.
Mm-hmm.
So they essentially changed the fourth commandment and made it the third commandment because they don't keep the second commandment because obviously it's bowing down to idols.
Right. Basically, they're fighting for the right, right?
Yeah. Yep. So basically, and they claim Sunday as their key word, ecclesiastical mark of authority. So that's the mark. It's all over worship, and the beast is going to have his own day of worship.
Right.
It's different than the Creator's day.
Right. So we had blue laws in various parts of the U.S. for a while, restricting businesses on Sundays, right? So they restricted all businesses.
Yeah.
And they seem to have fallen off, but could come back. Correct? While one could argue that they violate the first Amendment and a few sympathetic courts could rule the laws are constitutional and block most challenges. So all these things is taking place, Brother Tim. But now the Sunday law will be enforced. Remember, it was never enforced, right?
Well, Sunday law has been enforced in the past, kind of.
Uh-huh.
But not to the degree that it's about to be. Because the climate's only going to get worse because of what they've already done to the climate. They're going to make it worse. And then it's going to push them to enforce the mark, because then they're going to blame people who are Sabbath keepers and people who are keeping the commandments of God. They're going to blame them for the weather not getting better. So then they're going to enforce it by law. And if you don't abide by the law, then you're pretty much going to be thrown in prison or sentenced to death. That's what it's going to come to. That's what it's going to come to.
Well, you know, the lukewarm Christians, they're not going to want to get put to death for the truth. You know, they want to try to live a life up on earth, but this life on earth is going to end. You know what I'm saying? Eventually, you know, whoever saved their life will lose their life. That's what the Bible says.
Whoso gives up his life.
Yeah, that's right.
For Jesus, we worship the Creator. It's going to come. That's right. It's going to be a direct line. There's going to be a direct line between right and wrong, between God and Satan, and it's going to be the God of this world, or it's going to be the one true God.
Right.
That's what's going to be. So,
persecution is coming.
Yeah.
And we're going to see the true believers and non-believers. Well, we already see that already, but you're really going to be like, wow, I never thought that person could, you know, be a non-believer and turn their back, you know what I'm saying, and take the mark. You know, a lot of these churches are going to take the mark because, you know, they're under the Babylon system, and these false prophets all over the churches, you know. They brainwashing the people in the churches. They're not talking to them about Sunday law and the mark is going to be enforced with the Sunday law and all that type of stuff, man. This is not enough education in the churches, you know what I'm saying? They're perishing in the church. I blame the churches. I blame the churches, bro, because the churches should be the main ones that really sound the alarm to the so-called Christians out there in the world, you know what I'm saying? It's ridiculous. These false teachers and ministers and these fake congregations, man, they're not even talking about this. And they all in on the mark. They all in on the deal. You know what I'm saying? So once again, you have more fake churches than real churches. It's a few good churches out there, and that's it. It's, the window is small, Brother Tim. Yeah. It's small. It's ridiculous.
Well, here's the thing. Like, most of them have been deceived because Satan is very deceptive.
Yes, he's very deceptive. Yes.
It's by the grace of God, bro, that we even know the truth.
Right, it's by the grace of God, brother.
Very, very few. The simple-minded, the ones who are looked upon in the world that are not, like, super famous and have a lot of money and all this, we're the ones who, you know, and even if we do have money, we're willing to give it up because we want to follow God, you know? It's the ones that rely just on their own wisdom and their own strength, their own money, their own power. And they're the ones that God will not reveal these truths.
That's right. The truths. Right. They will not be revealed to them at all. They're just going to be blank, you know, won't bear to know anything. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They're going to perish because of lack of knowledge. And only person to give you knowledge is Jesus Christ. You know what I'm saying? He give you wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, you know?
Yeah.
And half of these churches do not know the Bible at all. These churches, all they talk about, like I said before, prosperity. Oh, we want to have this. This is not the time for that. These are times to wake up, tighten up, get right now, stop playing. get away from your sins. Remember that documentary, because of you. What did Pastor Wiley say? Because of you. That's why we in these situations. Because of you, you know. And that was a powerful documentary, man. I listened to that documentary like two or three times. And man, it was powerful. Powerful.
Yeah, I watched it. I watched it twice. It really got to me.
It did, man. You know? When he was talking about the Passion of the Christ, I mentioned that on my last episode with Brother Will. And when they was whipping Jesus Christ with that whip, whatever that thing was, bro, it was gruesome, you know. And I was like, wow. And Hollywood played a good role, acting role, of how that situation when Jesus Christ was getting hit like that. That was a good acting. It was on point. But that's how he got, you know, dealt with, you know. But the Sunday Law, man, this is a serious time, brother Tim. Yeah, the Sunday Law was never enforced, man. There was not enough policemen and military personnel in the United States to go into every single home and make sure that no one was working on Sundays, and somehow insist and force all citizens, illegal and visitors, to actually engage and participate in worshiping God on Sundays. You hear this, ladies and gentlemen? This is what I'm talking about. This stuff needs to be talked about, and this needs to be put on a platform, and everybody need to understand this knowledge and stuff like that. This is crazy. We are in wicked time. The world is getting more wicked and wicker. Men's hearts is turning cold, and the world, the spirit of the world is evil, man. The evil is rising, you know, and we just got to pray, and everywhere we go, we just got to be aware of things, man. And
yeah. You know, the thing that's the thing, like, a lot of people that are just going to church and they're just listening to the pastor and they're not really getting in the word themselves. And, you know, and a lot of people that just have a lot of wealth and a lot of comfort in this life, they're not going to see, you know, the truth.
What we see, yeah. What we see, yeah. Yeah.
You know, sorry for that noise. It's a little motorcycle and a four-wheeler going down the road down here.
Oh, you good.
But yeah, man, it's they're not going to see it, you know. I was going to ask about that video that you just sent me. I haven't been able to look at that one video, the Truth and Prophecy I did.
Yeah. It
talks about the, you know, America is about to enforce a climate type of lockdown, possibly.
Yeah, here we go again.
The other video you just sent me, is that a long video?
I don't know. It just popped up on my notification. Let me see.
If you can look at it and see how long it is.
Nine minutes.
Oh, shoot. That's not that long. We should probably play it.
We can play it for the listeners, for them right now. Hold on. Let me play this for them.
National climate emergency and giving the president C-19 like powers. There is something prophetic about this, giving the land-based USA to enforce laws unlocking full federal power. Is this how the land-based USA will speak as a dragon? Welcome, dear friends, to Truth in Bible Prophecy Media. Kindly like this explosive update. Question, friends. Can this eventually lead to a mandatory day of rest to combat climate change? Now we are witnessing the great possibility.
White House telling Fox Business it's now considering declaring a national climate emergency. But that's a climate crisis to you, Mark. The AP, which sets the standards for newsrooms across the country, they're urging Americans to use the term climate crisis to address the current situation. This is all troubling, but if the president declares a climate emergency, what impact does that have? Well, I mean, this is the serious story of the day. NBC News has reported that if Joe Biden declares a national climate emergency, he would have COVID-like powers under that emergency. And they also compared the emergency powers to the 9/11 emergency powers. The Center for Biological Diversity has estimated Joe Biden would get about 130 wartime-like powers by which to bypass democracy and impose a Green New Deal on America without a single vote of Congress. This is truly this should be a Halloween story, not a story for Earth Day. This is a truly frightening story, and he might just be desperate enough to do it. This is being widely reported in the media. The Biden White House is leaking this out. This might happen, and this is going to give Joe Biden these kind of, you want to say the word, dictatorial powers. He doesn't need no stinking democracy to impose the Green New Deal if he does this.
On April 20, 2024, Fox Business News reported that President Joe Biden is considering declaring a national climate emergency and giving himself emergency warlike powers. These are special emergency powers intended to enable the federal government to respond swiftly to threats to national security and public safety. This would grant the president significant authority to use emergency powers to combat climate change without the help of U.S. Congress. According to Fox News, Joe Biden would have C-19-like authority if he declared a climate emergency. Remember that during the C-19 pandemic, governments all over the world imposed restrictions on our freedoms, including stay-at-home orders, travel bans, bans on public gatherings and religious services, censorships of viewpoints that were deemed unpopular, restrictions on our right to privacy and freedom of expression, and financial hardships brought on by closure of businesses that resulted in the loss of jobs and revenue. If the U.S. president formally declares a climate emergency, he can order federal agencies to implement regulations to reduce greenhouse emissions, impose renewable energy, mobilize billions of dollars, end fossil fuel drilling, shut down businesses and travel, and force people and cars to rest. By declaring combat and war against the climate crisis, question, can the president use war powers to fight against our freedoms? Let me know of your valuable insight in the comment section. Revelation 13, verse 11. Then I saw another beast coming up out of the earth, and he had two horns like a lamb and spoke like a dragon. Bible prophecy declares that the lamb-like nature of governments will be transformed into a dragon that will rule through oppression and terror. This is necessary for the implementation of the mark of the beast. Rome is on a mission to persuade the world to adopt its Laudato Si climate agenda. Their goal is to bring all religions together into a single family with a single mission. Of course, the center of this green religious new world order will be Rome. Catholic news agency reported the following. In honor of Earth Day and in response to the Pope's message urging the faithful to take action in protecting the environment, spend time with God in nature, create a merry garden. A merry garden is one filled with plants, flowers, and trees in honor of Our Lady and Jesus, they say. Number three, read Laudato Si, Pope Francis' second encyclical after becoming Pope. Translate to praise be to you. Master and memorize the Laudato Si, they say. Number four, take the St. Francis Pledge initiated by the Catholic Climate Covenant. Number five, learn more about the lives of the saints who had a connection to nature. The first beast of Revelation 13 is seeking to gain power and control over everything and everyone. A national Sunday law will be the result of Rome's climate movement. During the Mark of the Beast crisis, all the churches are coming together and all the nations are uniting. We know from prophecy what is going to happen as these events are setting the stage for the final crisis. No crisis catches God by surprise. He knew what was coming, and he raised up the remnant people to preach the everlasting gospel of Revelation 14 to the world. This is a message to counter idolatry and the sacredness of Sunday that is being accepted by the world. Instead of embracing the pantheistic teachings of the Laudato Si, we must reject them. As revealed in prophecy, the second beast, the land beast, which is United States of America, will force all nations of the world to pledge their allegiance to the first beast, the papal Antichrist. Prophecy clearly indicates that it is the destiny of the second beast to help the first beast recover its power. The land beast will exercise the authority of the first beast on its behalf, compel all to worship it, set up an image in its honor, and impose its mark. Everything this land beast does is in the presence of the first beast. The land beast, USA, will help the sea beast, the papacy, recover its power by helping tear down three walls that prevent the papacy from exercising world dominion. The first wall is the one between Protestants and Catholics. The second wall is the one between church and state. And the third wall is the one between Catholicism and secular-minded worldlings. The papacy ruled under this worship or else system in the Middle Ages. Millions were persecuted and killed under this church-state form of government. Following this very act reproduces the image of the church-state form of government the papacy rules. And this is exactly what the United States will do in the future. Of course, one of the Pope's provision of the Save the Planet Crusade is making Sunday a day for the environment to rest, for families to strengthen their ties by attending Mass, and to give the poor a break from what he perceives as the endless and dehumanizing cycle of capitalist life. The not too subtle insertion of Sunday at the end of the encyclical appears innocuous at first sight. Laudato Si, paragraph 237. Regarding Sunday, the encyclical states, "On Sunday, our preparation in the Eucharist has a special importance. Sunday, like the Jewish Sabbath, is meant to be a day that heals our relationship with God, with ourselves, with others, and with the world. Rest open our eyes to the larger picture and gives us renewed sensitivity to the rights of others. And so the day of rest, centered on the Eucharist, sheds its light on the whole week and motivates us to greater concern for nature and the poor. Earth and everything in creation must point to the Creator, Lord Jesus, and His gospel, that we can give glory to Him and keep His commandments by faith and not the theories of man. Would you like to follow the Word of God and stand though the heavens may fall? Kindly type in the comment section, Jesus is my priority in life." Thank you, friends. Kindly share this urgent prophetic message to all and continue to share truth in Bible prophecy.
Yeah, and you know what? One thing I can guarantee you right now, nobody around you is going to be talking about this on your job, any platform, on Podbean. Nobody's talking about this. So what you think about that?
Yeah, I think you're right. I mean, really the only ones around here is guys like me and Will, pretty much.
It's disappointing to me that people taking this stuff as a game, as a joke. And America is completely dumbed down to the point that they just going and they just in their own little world, you know, like these things are happening around people. And like he said, man, no church is not even talking about this, man. It's sad, bro. It's sad. They're not doing anything. It's ridiculous.
Well, they don't see it.
They going to church just to make themselves feel good. That's it.
They're stuck in the tradition of men.
Tradition of men is going to drown them.
Yeah.
What did the Bible say about traditions of men? What did it say? What Bible verse is that, brother?
I mean, Joe? Jesus talked about it.
Yes, he did. He really did. And that's why we're shattered truth. Uh-huh.
They're stuck to their own traditions rather than really just the straight commandments of God.
Right. You can walk in any church and they ain't talking about the Sunday law. They ain't talking about the Sunday law is going to force the mark. They're not going to talk about that. None of them. It ain't even.
Well, there's only one church really that is, and that's the Seventh-day Adventist Church.
Right.
That's the only church.
That's it. The Seventh-day Adventist. Now, Pastor Wiley, he might be bringing it up pretty soon. But he's going to release The World is a Stage Part 5, correct? That's coming out pretty soon. But, man, I tell you, people out there, wake up. Wake up. Snap out of it. Get your mind out the matrix. Stop being distracted. You must unlearn and learn what's really going on. Correct, Brother Tim?
Yep.
Because
yep, it's upon us.
Right, because eventually platforms like us will be shut down. They're going to take us down eventually.
They're going to use whatever, you know, when it comes to climate, they're going to say, you know, our climate is the biggest thing that affects us. And they're going to use that as a way to enforce laws. And it's going to be pushed into our own, you know, they're going to amend the Constitution. They're going to change it. They're going to.
Yes.
They're going to, because they're going to say it's a spiritual thing. See, Biden, you know, for so long has pushed this wicked, you know, liberal agenda on everybody.
Right, yeah, he has, man. All over the place.
And what's happening is wickedness is increasing even more and more and more.
Yep,
and by the time Trump is going to come into office, he's going to push. It's almost going to be kind of like a guilt trip on people.
Right.
You know, on America.
Reverse psychology.
Yeah. And then people are going to be sucked in to the Sunday law. Even more than the ones that are already just going to church on Sunday. It's going to be everybody's going to be sucked into it.
Right. They're going to fall right in it, bro. They're in their comfort zone. They don't want to get knocked out of their comfort zone.
Great.
Right, exactly.
Cause it's all both small, great, rich, poor, free, and bond.
Yep. To receive a mark.
A mark in his right hand or forehead.
Yep.
Which
is correct. Uh-huh. Go ahead, what'd you say?
The right hand and the forehead are symbolic of our actions and our mind, our thoughts. The forehead is symbolic of the mind. So our thoughts and who we worship and who we obey and our actions is essentially the right hand and the forehead. So it's not necessarily going to be like this literal mark. I mean, they might put out a mark.
Right.
That's going to basically symbolic of you actually obeying the law.
But the key.
But you're, I mean, you're okay. Before you even receive. Okay. Before you receive any sort of mark on you, let's say you want to go out and get a tattoo. Okay. Mm-hmm. What do you do to go get that tattoo? You decide to do it in your own mind and then you go and do it with your own actions. So you're making that decision in your mind and your actions to get that put on your body. So if you decide to, if they actually do put a mark out there, it's being implanted. It's going, you're making that decision in your own mind and then with your actions first before you do it. You know, before you actually literally get it put on you. So if they do put a mark out there, a literal mark that marks the people of the beast, then, you know, to differentiate between people who don't have the mark, you know, then, you know, so they can then track people, because they're probably going to be able to track people with it. You know, they're going to be able to track people and who has it and who don't. Right. And once they do that, you know, I can see that happening. But that doesn't mean that the thing that you get put on you is the literal mark. It's a decision that you're making to worship the beast. Decision.
Yep.
And the beast, you're worshiping and you're obeying that law. You're obeying the beast. Obey means to worship, to bow down to prostrate oneself. So if you're obeying a law, you're worshiping, you're doing what they tell you to do. You're doing what they tell you to do because, you know, you believe that they are the authority.
Right. And, you know, they've been conditioning for this for a long time. People is conditioned now. People don't even know they've been conditioned and stuff like that to fall for, you know?
Yeah.
So when they mention it, it's going to be like, okay, well, it's going to benefit me. It's going to make me a better person. They're going to try to use a sale pitch to make it sound so good, like it's not going to really be a threat to you. That's the devil. He's a deceiver. He know how to twist and make it sound so good, innocent, and harmless. But behind that closed door, he's going to surprise the people. And then once they take the mark, and then he going to say, now we in control of everything. We in control of you, your life, everything. There's no privacy no more, right? The privacy is going to be shut down.
The agenda, the 2030 agenda that they're trying to push, that they want to get it to, they want to get it to the point where you will own nothing, but you will be happy.
Mm-hmm.
So pretty the enemy just wants control of your mind.
Right.
He wants control of your mind. He wants to trap you in your own mind. And the way he does that is through obedience, through worship. Mm-hmm. Once you've done that, then it's over. You're trapping your own self inside your own body, and your own soul basically is going to be trapped.
Right.
Spirit and body is trapped at that point.
It is. Yes, it is.
So you're either going to have the mark of God, the mark of the Father,
or the mark of Satan
in your forehead, or you're going to be, or you're going to have the mark of the beast.
Yeah. The mark of the beast. Yeah.
So it's one of the two. There's not going to be no, there's been a gray area. I think it's been, you know, on purpose for so long. There's been such a gray area where people think, you know, we go to church on Sunday and we do whatever we want during the rest of the week. And people are so dumbed down and they're so numb now.
Right.
They just go along with it. And it's getting to a point where you have to make a decision. It's either you give up your life if it needs to be for Christ, and you follow and you take up your cross and you follow him, or you receive temporary safety in this life, but in the end it's going to result in eternal death. Right. You know, and the thing, you know, Satan did this on, you know, he purposely did this, made it to where people were so numb. They got so numb because we've had this gummy bear society for so long, and now it's getting to a point where it's either Christ or it's Satan. There is no in between. That's why the lukewarm is going to be spat out. You can't be lukewarm.
Right.
You make your decision. You're either hot or cold.
Mm-hmm.
Hot or cold, because if you're lukewarm, you're just going to get spat out.
Yo, he's going to spat you out. Yeah, man. The decision is there. The choice is yours. So, people out there listening, times is here. We got to sound the alarm. This is Noah all over again, ain't it? This is Noah again. Yeah. Sound the alarm. We play countless videos. We talk about this stuff. We're trying to condition y'all people out there to, hey, come on, listen, wake up. Wake up. The whole world is a stage, man. They're playing games on the chessboard deception. The black and white checkerboard.
There are literally, and I know people who literally don't believe that the government has the worst intentions for us, and they don't believe that there is like an elite group of people that run everything.
I do really too. I know some people too. For Satan. I believe. Hey, look, I got people too. I be trying to tell them, like, bro, there's a higher power that's trying to get rid of us. They're trying to destroy us. They don't want us here. You know. They don't want us here. They don't want us here, man, at all. And the people that reject truth, I feel so sorry for them, bro.
A lot of them are in the Christian church.
Yes, they is. They're the ones that's fighting us. They're fighting against us. We're battling them. True believers battling each other. But like I said, the false pastors and false people be battling each other, bro. Is that, bro? You can see it, bro. A believer would deny what you're saying. You know, countless times on social media, you post stuff. Guess what happened? They try to deteriorate what you say.
then you get attacked. Yep.
Yeah, you getting attacked. They call you all kinds of names. You don't know what you're talking about. You have false information. No, it's not false information because the dragon, like I said, uses lesser magic, predictive programming on the masses. And you know what? Lesser magic spell is working because the dragon, though, people is numbed down to society. They so dumbed down with alcohol, drinking, smoking weed. They're so dumbed down. Satan can do what he want. He can do what he want, bro. He can appear in front of you, but you so drunk, high, distracted, you ain't even gonna know he's there. You know what I'm saying? So, America's going to crap. America's trash right now. America's going down. The devil destroying America. That fake thing on the dollar bill, in God we trust, that's a freaking lie. America's not serving no Jesus Christ. And God is just a word. That ain't even the real. It's Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Yahuwah, right? Is it Yahuwah? Yep. Yeah. Yahuwah. Like we was talking about that earlier, Tim.
Yeah.
So, like I said, bro, it's a wrap. It's over pretty much. You know what I'm saying? It's to the point I don't even talk to my family about this stuff because they're not going to listen. And they're going to be the very ones that take the mark. And then you know what's going to happen? They're going to come back looking for me. I'm going to say, you know what? I can't help you. You took the mark. So I'm just going to walk away. Dust my feet off. Hey, what about I say? Dust your feet off?
No. People that aren't going to listen.
Right. And I know you got people over there that you try to tell them they're not listening. They're still not going to listen. They're rejecting. You got loved ones, and I got loved ones that's rejecting this. We sound the alarm to them, bro. We're screaming from the rooftop. We're messengers of, you know, Jesus Christ, man. We're sending the message, bro. Yeah. Countless videos, countless podcasts, we explaining things. But you know what? They go right back to the fake pastor Podbean channel, the fake pastors on Podbean and all the other platforms, sold out puppets. You know what I'm saying? Trash, fake pastor. That's what they is, bro. You can go in any of these pastors' platforms right now. They ain't talking about the Sunday law and the marking force because you know why? They want money. That's all they want. They just want to take people money. Oh, let's have a freaking another second. Put your money in the plate. A revival. Why you need a revival for it? Revival is every day. What do you mean? A second revival, a first revival, offering 30%, 10%. It's disgusting. The greed in the church. The church is nothing but a show. It's a worship center. It's a center. You can't tell the difference between a church and a club now. You know why? Because the devil has eased on in. Now you can't tell the difference. That's why. The dragon subtle moves, bro. every time. Man, it's ridiculous, Brother Tim. Yeah. It's ridiculous. It's a lot of things that people need to know, but you know they're just gonna ignore it, bro. And that's written too as well. They'd rather believe a lie than the truth. They'd rather hear smooth things, right?
Yeah, they'd rather hear the itching ears, you know.
Itching ears, that's right. And you know what? A lot of people have itching ears. They still smoking, drinking, fornicating. Stop sinning. It's going to lead to death. Sin is the wages of death.
There's only one way to stop sinning, and that's just really honestly just to – you have to completely surrender, because on our own strength, we can't do it.
Right.
We're going to mess up. Well, I mean, we're going to mess up no matter what.
Yeah, no matter what. Yeah, that's right.
We're imperfect beings, but
right.
To come out of the lifestyle of sin,
right.
We need to completely submit to the Spirit. Submit to God, and the devil will flee.
Right,
but and he's gonna be sober. Be sober. Be yeah, sober. Be diligent. Be diligent.
Right. Right.
Be sober and be diligent. So you have to constantly stay in connection with Christ,
right.
And you have to submit to His will. That's if you right. don't do that, then it's going to get to the point. Satan wants you to give up.
Yeah,
he wants you to get to a point where you feel so guilty for your own sin that you just give up. You know, and you can't give up. It's only through his strength. It's through his strength. It's not on our own understanding. It's on his understanding and his strength that we can do it. So just, we gotta just be willing to submit to the Spirit of God. Spirit, we have to. The Ruach HaKodesh, we have to submit to the Holy Spirit. If we don't do that, then, you know, we can't do it on our own strength no matter what. Apart from the branch, you know, if we aren't a part of the vine, which is Jesus, we're nothing. We have nothing without him. We have to stay connected to Jesus, and we have to stay sober. So we got to stay sober, and we got to stay connected to him. That's the only way we're going to get through this. And the ones who just, you know, are self-righteous and they think they can do it on their own, or they don't think that they need to do anything, and they're okay where they're at. No, you know, and the tribulation that's coming is really honestly where we're going to see the complete division between those who are going to be stuck in the world and those who are going to make it and be a part of the remnant. Tribulation is going to push our faith to the extreme, when our faith is going to be tested to the ultimate, because we're going to be facing death even. That's how our faith is going to be refined. And by doing that, we're not going to be worried about sin, because we're going to be facing death, and we have to choose Jesus, and we have to constantly stay connected to him during the tribulation. It's getting to that time. And the tribulation, though, is really where we're going to see it, bro.
It's going to test everybody.
That's where the remnant. Yeah. And those who fall away are going to be the ones that are going to be burned up. Tonight, after we get off here, bro, go to Zechariah. Read Zechariah chapter 12 and 13. You'll see it. A third will be brought to the fire. Mm-hmm. And they will be tried as silver and gold are tried, and they will be refined. They will call out to the Most High, and he will say, I am their God. And they,
that's right, Brother Tim.
Yeah. It's right there. You know what? The tribulation is what's going to do it, bro.
Right. The ones that's rejecting the knowledge and stuff and the stuff like that, they're the ones going to be in that, you know, situation. They're the ones.
And the people, and here's the crazy thing. This is one of the most scariest doctrines out there. Pre-tribulation rapture. If you think that we're going to be raptured out of here, and you're just preparing to not to, you're preparing to just be taken out of here, you know, and you're just thinking that's all that's going to happen. You listen, Christ is not coming back for anybody who's still holding on to any sin. He's coming back for a spotless bride. No one's going to escape tribulation.
That's a false doctrine. So anybody who believes in that is in danger of not having enough faith to make it. They're not going to have enough oil to make it through the tribulation because they're going to be so focused on being raptured out of here. When the tribulation's here, they're going to lose their faith.
Sure,
they're going to lose it. Right. They're going to lose it. That's one of the most dangerous false doctrines out there. You need to come out of that. Most dangerous.
Yeah, people need to come out. Really of it really is. But you know what?
People they're think not the rapture's going to happen this year. People think it's the rapture's going to happen like September this year, I think, or something.
You know? Mentioned that to me on social media. You showed me a few people that was thinking that, and you was like completely shocked. You was like, really? Y'all said that? They actually think it's going to be some rapture, but it's not.
The rapture does not happen. If it's a rapture, it's not going to happen until the last trump, the dead the last trumpet sound.
Yep.
We will be caught up in the air. The whole world will see it at the same time. The same time, we're being transformed after the tribulation, as it states in Matthew chapter 24, verses 27 through, I think it's 24 through 27, Mark 13, 24 through 27. I think it's Matthew 27 through 31, 1 Corinthians 15, 52 through 58. You can read it over and over again. We are going to be transformed. The remnant are going to be transformed in the air where they'll have renewed bodies. They'll meet the dead in Christ who also will be in renewed bodies. We're going to be able to dwell in that fire like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And it's going to be very, very few people. Think about this, bro. Only eight people survived back in Noah's flood. The rest of the world perished. It's going to be kind of like that. Because I don't think there was billions of people on the planet back then. There might have been a billion on the planet, maybe. Okay? A billion people may have perished in the flood, and only eight people survived. So it's going to be somewhat like that. We're going to have very few people that are going to be here. And then bam. I'm echoing now.
Oh, yeah. Hold on. Yeah, like you were saying.
Yeah.
Still echoing. All right. Hold on. All right. Is it good now?
Hello?
Yeah.
Yep.
Am I echoing now? All right. We're back.
Am I echoing now? So, yeah. So, basically, you know, we're going to have to go through tribulation. That's how our faith is going to be refined. And that's how we're going to see. People may not wake up. Some people might not wake up until they see the actual signs.
Right.
Like actual God, you know, shaking the earth, then they might get scared. They might actually come out of it. But a lot of people might not even, unless you start putting oil in your lamp right now and you come out of these false doctrines and you come to relationship and you come out of religion, you're not going to see it.
Right.
We have to have enough oil to make it. You know, the parable of the 10 virgins, five had enough oil and five didn't. Right. So, you know, the five that don't have enough oil, they're going to be asking, you know, they're not going to have enough oil to make it. They're not going to be able to see the bridegroom coming. They're not going to know. They're not going to have the faith. They're not going to have the Holy Spirit.
That's right.
You know, Holy Spirit is the oil. He's who gets us through this tribulation. When our faith is tested, that's how we're going to see it. We're going to see who's really, you know, really, Jezebel or Elijah. Right. Spirit of Elijah is going to be in the people of the remnant.
The people, you know, chasing the wrong things, brother. Dude.
So
this is vanity, bro. I mean, all this.
Yeah, we do need to. We do need to start coming out of sin, but we have to recognize that without the Spirit of God and without being connected to Jesus, we can't do this. We can't overcome sin unless we allow Him to take over. It's complete submission to Him. And it takes time. It doesn't happen overnight. It doesn't. Right. I get frustrated with myself sometimes when I still fall into sin. And
we all do.
You know, but I don't give up though. And I understand. I'm like, God, please continue. My continual prayer each and every day for like the last year has been creating me a clean heart and renew a right spirit within me. I pray that prayer. Prayer every day I get up. Every day I wake up, I'm always constantly creating me a clean heart, renew a right spirit within me, because I know that I'm asking for His will to be done in my life and for His Spirit to live through me. less of me and more of him. And I know that he will do it. It's just not going to happen on my timing when I want it. It's going to happen in the perfect timing when he wants it.
Right.
When he as long as I continue, and as long as I continue to submit to him, and we all can continue to submit to him, he will get us there. But we have to come out of it. We have to start acknowledging that we don't know everything, and that we need Christ. We need His Holy Spirit. We need to constantly be in touch with Him. You know, through He want WWJD. That's a saying that used to be out when I was a kid. I was in school. Yeah. We had these bracelets. These bracelets, WWJD, what would Jesus do? Because when you every time you look at that bracelet, then you think, well, what would Jesus do? What would Jesus do in this situation? You pretty much try to submit every thought to God, because if you can do that, then yeah, you can get to the point where you won't sin. Mm-hmm. And through this tribulation that's coming, we're gonna be forced to do that. People are either gonna succumb to the flesh and they're gonna want to save their own life, or they're gonna completely submit to Christ. It's one of the two. You're either all for God,
or you're not,
or you're all for the world. Like, there is no in between. Hear that?
So make a choice today. We're in the last hours. Where time's running out.
And yeah, we need Christ. Happening.
Yes, we need Jesus Christ, man, at all times. Things is happening on the earth. The signs are there, and people just ignoring the signs because the dragon got them distracted. You know.
That's the only way they're going to see the Sunday law and all this other stuff is only through the Holy. Yeah, the Holy Spirit is who made me aware of the Pope and everything else that was going on, the Sunday law and all that stuff a couple of years ago. You know, the Holy Spirit is who did it. It wasn't me on my own knowledge, you know, my own understanding. It was Him. He's the one who opened it up to me, you know. So that's the only way anyone's going to be able to do it is only through the Holy Spirit. And the only way we're going to be able to overcome sin is through the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm. That is correct.
Prayer of David, you know, Psalms 51 is one of my favorite Psalms. Mm-hmm. You know, a broken heart, a broken and contrite, you know, just go before God and just submit to Him. You know, we can't do it on our own. So,
right.
Yeah, man. I just wanted to share that. You know, I kind of went off there, but. You know, we just that's really ultimately what it is. You know, that the reason why it's so frustrating is because so many people, they can't see what's going on because they're stuck in themselves. We were there too, you know.
Yeah, we was until we became awake.
And we're still battling our own flesh.
We're still battling.
But at the same time, it's a constant, it's either the spirit or the flesh. Right. Every single time.
That's right.
It's the spirit of the flesh. We either got to let our flesh dictate our thoughts, or we're going to let the Spirit dictate our thoughts.
We need the Spirit to dictate our thoughts, man. We can't. The flesh is
exactly is right, not
powerful than the Spirit. The Spirit is more powerful than the flesh. But people,
anyway, that's the biggest thing for everybody out there that listens to this. We need to come to Jesus. We need to come out of religion, and come to relationship,
come out from among them, start submitting to Him. Come out. Yes, come out of Babylon now. Everybody, get out of Babylon. Babylon has fallen. The great whore.
Yep. It's upon us. I mean, we're in the last hours before this is going to start happening.
It's going down. It's going down. And I guarantee you, these other platforms, they're not going to talk about this. They don't even know themselves, bro. And I hope this powerful message tonight reach out to a lot of people, and so they can be aware and they can get right with Christ as soon as possible. You know.
Yep, I do. It's right here. It's here now.
Yep,
I'm glad we're able to get on this channel and do this, you know, and talk about these things. And, you know, Sunday law, we're going to be talking about it off and on
for
the next year. It's going to get even, you know, it's a very, very important subject. So, you know, we'll continue to keep all of our listeners posted on really what is important, and try to let the Spirit of God lead us and what we need to really be paying attention to.
Right. Exactly.
And sure. Yeah. So do you have anything else to share, brother?
Yeah. So, you know, they come out a new Avatar, right?
Avatar.
Yeah. It's going to be Avatar 3, but guess what? On the cover of the Avatar, you know, it's got the occult symbolism, the one-eye symbolism. Now, I want you to check this out. I want you to tell me what you think about this, which I think the dragon is saying that, hey, it's going to be fire. You know, the earth is going to burn by fire. But I want to show you this right here. I have, let's see here, this the new Avatar coming out in December. Which is already the dragon. Anytime you see an occult symbolism on anything, movie cover, poster, or artist, there's a hidden message, there's a blueprint there. So the dragon is communicating with his other elites out there, you know what I'm saying? They understand subliminal messages and stuff like that. But look at this right here. This is Avatar 3 that's coming out. So you see, it's like fire in the background, right? It's fire in the background. Okay, then it's like, if you zoom it in, it's like, it's got like whirlwind, like smoke in the background. So it's the Sea of Bear. So the Sea of Bear. So the Marine Kingdom is, you know, the Marine Kingdom is water, but something's going on right now. You know, remember, if you look at Shattered Paradise, they had a documentary breaking out the Marine Kingdom. This is all Marine Kingdom, and you know the Marine Kingdom is wicked, you know what I'm saying? So what do you think about this movie poster right here? What do you think about this? So
send it. Yeah, y'all, let me see, let me look at it. Let me see. Yeah, it's pretty crazy, bro.
Yeah, this is the cover, bro. This is the cover right here. So what is the dragon plans in this movie? So we already see the one-eye symbol, the all-seeing eye, Illuminati one-eye symbol. You see the eye is fire red, and the background is fire in the background now. So yeah. Then you see tornadoes smoke in the back. So I guess the Marine Kingdom is you know, about to turn hell is fire, you know what I'm saying? Or it's about to be some kind of breed, like demonic being coming out of the water. You know what I'm saying? That's what it looks like in the Marine Kingdom. You know, the dragon likes to operate in the Marine Kingdom as well. And, you know, Pastor Wiley had a documentary of the Marine Kingdom, right? I think so.
Yeah, he did. I believe so.
So I'm going to take a look at that. And then and look at this poster again. But yeah, I just want to share that with you. And so there is a plan. The dragon has a plan in this movie that he's going to do to the world. You know what I'm saying? In this Avatar movie right here, the occult symbolism all there. People don't even know occult symbolism. They don't even understand symbolism at all. You know, and the church is not teaching people about occult symbolism on movie cover, stuff like that. They don't even know that. But once again, they're going to perish because of lack of knowledge, Brother Tim, every time. So, Brother Tim, anything else you want to say before we end this live show?
Nothing else. Hopefully we can get Will on here for the next one, for sure. Right. You know, and definitely. Yeah, I'll try to, you know, he's been listening just from me talking. Okay. He's not on his own phone. I think his phone's dead, but he's been listening, at least when I'm talking, like he's in here right now. So, but yeah, I'll definitely see what's up, and we'll check out some more videos and let the Holy Spirit lead us in what to share next and what to talk about.
All right. You know, I'm waiting for, you know what I'm waiting for? The World is a Stage Part 5. That's going to be a big piece of the mark as well.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. I'm definitely looking forward to that one.
We need to check on this Marine Kingdom. We need to probably do a podcast on the Marine Kingdom. What do you think?
Yeah. 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 I mean, that's a part of the Antichrist agenda.
Yes, it is. And people is watching Avatar like it's just a movie. This is clearly not a movie. You see the satanic one-eye symbol, Illuminati one-eye symbol. You see the occult symbolism. You see the hellish fire in the background. Like, something's going on here.
Yeah.
You know.
Yep. It's there's a lot of deception out there.
So. It is. It is. It is.
Yeah. All right, brother. Yeah. I can close this off in a prayer if you.
That'll work.
Heavenly Father, thank you for bringing my brother Calvin and I together and bring us together again, Lord, to where we can share more truth and bring a few other brothers together to talk about some subjects that you want us to talk about, Lord. Thank you for keeping us safe and just help us to continue to expose darkness. You know, have no connection to darkness, but expose darkness, Lord, as it says in Ephesians 5:11. Thank you so much, Lord, and pray all these things in your name. Amen.
Amen, Brother Tim. That was good, man. Until next time, Brother Tim, I'd like to thank everybody out there that's listening on the Shadow Truth podcast tonight, and I hope y'all will get right with Jesus Christ and share this knowledge that we spread it tonight and to other people out there. Everybody have a blessed night. Be safe. Shalom.
Shalom, brother.